Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. I'm here with my friend Sam Milazzo. Sam Milazzo has won a ton of tournaments. He's a very respected captain, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason. It has to do with hard work. It has to do with growing up here. It has to do with something else that we're going to talk about today, and that is your philosophy on learning, right? We talked about that on the boat. What do you see like guides that kind of plateau, other guides that continue to grow? What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, over the years when I was young, I had some people just really instill good things in me. I feel like, you know, some things that, you know, you hear a lot of stuff, but some things just stick with you. One of the things that stuck with me was Teddy D'Esposito one time told me, it's better to be known as a fast learner than a know-it-all. And so I still stick to that, and I've kind of adapted that a little bit into just staying humble, you know what I mean, and being open-minded, willing to learn. Because as soon, you know, if you know everything, you can't, somebody can't teach you something new. So you want to, you know, just stay humble and always be willing to learn. If I see a lot of, you know, I see a lot of people over the years that get to a certain level of learning, and then that's it. You know, they're kind of set in their ways, and I mean, every time I go, I learn. I try to.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you can learn? Who are the kind of people that you feel like you can learn from at this stage in your career?
Anybody, really. I mean, you can learn. That was something else that gentleman told me. He said, you can learn something from the dumbest person. It might only be one thing, and it might even be what not to do.
Exactly.
But you can learn something from everybody if you're willing, if you're looking to learn.
Yeah.
You can do that.
An interesting thing that I've always thought about like that, I have the same mentality, is like you can learn from anyone, even people that have never fished before, because they're looking at something with completely fresh eyes, and something you're telling them something like, this is the way we do it down there. And somebody's pretty smart. He probably runs a giant company. He's like, well, why would you do it like that? And to him, he's like, that doesn't seem to make any sense. And if you can write that off as, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or you can look at it and be like, well, if it doesn't make sense to that guy, he's pretty smart. Like, maybe we should reevaluate this a little bit.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, I call that a white belt mentality. Like in martial arts, you know, the white belt is the lowest level, but the true masters of martial arts keep a white belt mentality all the way through. So even though they're a black belt, they feel like they can learn from everyone, from the rank beginner that just walked in on the first day, all the way to, you know, other black belts that they have a lot of respect for. Like in this situation, other captains, you see somebody win a tournament. I wonder what he did. Like, what could I learn from that? Or the other way around.
I mean, it's definitely helpful from a learning standpoint, but also, you know, sometimes for me, it's just right and wrong. I think that's the right way to do it. It's mutual respect. It's, you know, a lot of things are wrapped up into that. Just lifestyle.
Right on, right on. Well, that's some amazing advice, and it's obviously worked for you. You're having a great career, and you're doing great in all these tournaments, and you're also staying humble. So when you do win something big, and like in your situation, you won one of the biggest dolphin tournaments down here. You won it 2 years in a row. There's a tendency to feel like, man, we got this thing wired. Like, what's your advice like for someone that actually does hit it? They do really well. How do you stay humble?
You're only as good as your last trip. And there's a lot of good fishermen. And, you know, to think you're going to win it every year is just not realistic. And, you know, my biggest thing is when I don't win, I try to go out of my way to, you know, call that person, text them, congratulate them. I think that's a good vibe. If you're looking to win, that kind of attitude seems to lend itself to winners. So
nice. I love it. All right, Sam, thank you. That's great advice from Sam. And just, you know, you can find this kind of advice from any seasoned captain. And a lot of them are willing to talk to you if you talk to them. A lot of them will keep their mouth shut and just keep walking on down the dock if nobody talks to them. But if you're really interested in learning, ask questions, seek out mentors like Sam, people that have been doing this for a long time, and you'll be surprised at the advice you get. Most of it's going to be staying humble, I think.
Yeah, because if you're, you know, a lot of those guys don't say anything because they don't want to come across as being arrogant.
Right.
So they are quiet till you ask.
That's right. All right. That's How To Tuesday for this week. We'll see you next week.